All right, so yesterday the Dow jumped 350 points after Wednesday's Fed sell-off, and then we had big tech reporting earnings. We have Meta reporting earnings. We have Amazon and Apple, and oh boy, I mean, there's a lot going on. In addition to this morning, the jobs report, and what a surprise. So there's a lot going on that we need to cover. We'll show you how the markets are reacting and how this affects our position. So welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, and today's Friday, February 2nd. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening and how we are trading these markets. Now, before we do this, Mark, I think we need to first talk about the cookie bet.
You won a cookie, Marcus. Yesterday, I declared the cookie dividend early. I threw in the cookie even before markets had closed, and it was a nice rally for yesterday, Marcus. So
Yeah.
nice job on that
So
cookie.
just to recap, on Wednesday we had the Fed meeting, and typically we see three reactions. We saw the first reaction, we saw the second reaction, and then on the next day we see a third reaction. Now, by the time we did the stock market update, it was probably somewhere around here. And this is where, at the end of the show, we said, okay, where will the markets close? Now, your bet was that the third reaction would be to the downside. I said, nah, I think it will be to the upside. And it took a little bit for the third reaction to kick in, but then it did. It did, because traders basically said, okay, Powell said until the March meeting, they're not lowering interest rates. But then traders said, eh, it's another 9 weeks until the March meeting, and a lot can happen. And Powell will probably change his mind. And I think they're wrong. But so this was yesterday, the sentiment in the market that they said, ah, you know what? There's a lot. We have way more CPI data coming in. We have jobs data coming in. And since we heard from companies, from several companies, that they are laying off people, everybody thought, okay, this jobs report is probably coming in a little bit worse than expected. But that didn't happen.
No, this is not the report that the Fed wanted to hear. It was a strong report, Marcus. You see there that average hourly earnings up 0.6%, non-farm employment change adding 353,000 jobs versus the 187,000 that was expected. The unemployment rate ticking lower. But I mean, to me, the average hourly earnings here is the biggest concern. Just because year over year, I think average hourly earnings were up 4.4%, 4.5% versus 4.1% expected. So that means more money out there to buy things, which it doesn't necessarily help inflation.
Yeah, so this is, as you said, the jobs report that Powell does not want to see. He said it over and over again, even though the Fed has a dual mandate of providing high employment and low inflation right now. Very clearly, the Fed's focus is on bringing down inflation. And he said, hey, I'm okay even if I have to bring up the unemployment rate to 5%. I mean, this is when he started the fight against inflation. Then I think the Fed was quite happy to see that the jobs market is not taking a beating, but this is not what they want to see. A strong jobs market just shows it's a strong economy. Higher wages mean, first of all, higher cost for companies. And secondly, it means more money in the pocket of the consumer, which then goes out and buys goods, right? Which drives inflation up again. So
Exactly.
again, even though great for the economy, great for your wallet, not what Powell wants to see.
I mean, that's absolutely correct. And I mean, a March rate cut seemed ridiculous before today's report, but now it's a total pipe dream. I mean, even the probabilities, there are 19.5% of Fed funds futures traders that are smoking something because this just doesn't make sense after today's job report. I see 80.5% on my update, but it doesn't matter. You see,
yeah,
there that...
I haven't refreshed in the last 10 minutes, so I mean, this is changing here right now frequently.
Yeah.
And then also super interesting, because yesterday we looked at a possible rate cut in May, and there was a 99 point something percent, I mean, almost a certainty that traders factored in that, all right, if they're not doing it in March, they will do it in April. Also, this has changed. After this jobs report, I mean, this is where we see, okay, rates are here, higher for longer. Now, I just want to switch to a 5-minute chart of the E-mini S&P here and show that initially the reaction was like,
Sure. And, you know, this is where we had some big earnings, right? So it was a huge week for earnings, but it was also a big week for jobs. And you see that initial reaction, traders said, this is not good. But once markets opened, it was another story.
Yeah, once market opened, they are climbing back, which is absolutely surprising, because if we look at the yields and we look at the 10-year yields, I mean, the 10-year yield is just up and away right now. Yesterday, not only trading below 4%, trading below 3.9%. And today, a massive jump, as we see here, around 4% in the 2-year yield and the 10-year yield. So yields are up and away. The stock market should not go up on higher interest rates. It should go down, because there's an inverse relationship.
Exactly. That's what you would typically expect, but 3.9% higher on that 10-year yield, over 4% higher for the day on the 2-year yield. Just a big rally for yields in general. And like you said, most of the time that would be bad for the equity markets, but it looks like some traders liking recent earnings, at least for tech and the S&P 500.
That's what's right now driving the stock market. This is why there's it's almost like a rubber band that is stretching out right now. And it is possible that the market snaps back, because we're also moving further and further away from the 50-day moving average. But I mean,
yeah,
you mentioned it. Let's talk about earnings. You want to talk about earnings?
Yeah, S&P 500 making new record highs. And that is because earnings... traders like in earnings. We knew that it was a big day for earnings after the bell yesterday. And, you know, it wasn't a disappointment, at least for a few companies. And we might as well talk about Meta.
We have to talk about Meta. Meta today. Let's just take a look at this. Up and away. Meta, that's loaded. As you can see, I'm still traveling. So I'm on a fancy hotel Wi-Fi. But here we go. 21% up for Meta.
This is just a crazy move. And you know what? Two Octobers ago, I was thinking $100 a share looked pretty good. But we're nowhere near $100 a share now. $477 a share. An earnings beat, so better than expected earnings, just blowing out expectations, 10.5% higher. And you see a revenue beat as well. There's a headline, Meta shares jump after profit triples, but also announcing its first ever dividend. Look at that.
There we go. Now Meta seems that they're moving from a growth stocks into a value stock. Yeah, and I mean, you mentioned it. I just brought it up here. Towards the end of 2022, Meta trading close to $80. And now, I mean, this is where Meta is up 400% the stock price. And that's where Zuckerberg says, you know what? We're doing well. We're having enough money. We're distributing some back to investors. And see, this is where we always talk about value stocks. And one of the criteria for a value stocks is that they are paying a dividend. So is this Meta's move into a value stock?
Maybe we'll see if it's a one-time distribution, you know, but either way, it's a win, right? Because you're either taking those profits and putting them back into the company, or you could be buying back shares to inflate the value of the company and based on outstanding shares, or you could reimburse or reward shareholders. And so dividends a win for Meta right now, considering they haven't paid one before.
For sure. And then we also had Amazon reporting earnings, and Amazon also doing well, trading at highs of the day right now, up 7% on much better than expected earnings here.
Yeah, another huge move, beating on their expected earnings per share estimate of about 80 cents, but they came in at $1 per share, and then better revenue as well.
Yeah. So they're up. And then we had the third one, Apple. And Apple, boy, I mean, Apple has a roller coaster ride of a day here. We have to switch to a 5-minute chart to see what's happening. Apple reported earnings, reported weaker sales in China. And then initially, the reaction was to the negative side. I think Apple was down 4%. But look at this recovery. From the lows to right now, Apple up 4% for the day. Still down for the day, but after being down initially 4%, what a recovery.
Yeah, like you said, Marcus, the initial reaction negative because of weaker than expected sales in China. We had a few analysts make some adjustments to their targets. Jefferies adjusted its target from 205 to 105. So I think it was not only the weaker than expected sales in China, but that led to some adjustments by analysts. But then once things got going, it looks like investors thought this was a buying opportunity.
Yeah. So there you go. I mean, talking about earnings, as you said, it has been a super busy week for earnings, especially for tech earnings. So this week we had Google and Microsoft reporting earlier, and then the rest of the gang here, Amazon, Apple. So there's five of the Magnificent Seven. Who is missing? Tesla, who reported previously, and Nvidia. I think Nvidia is still set to report earnings probably next week. Does that sound about right?
I would have to check, but actually February 21st, so a little bit later.
Yeah. Also looking at it, I mean, next week will still be a busy week for earnings, and then it starts to teeter down. But this week and next week, we have around 20% of the stocks in the S&P 500 reporting earnings. So we can expect more earnings reports next week. And right now, companies are beating their estimates, and this is what's driving the markets higher.
Exactly. Chevron and Exxon reporting before the bell, too. So some oil and gas in addition to tech. And I was actually watching Exxon, wondering if we had an opportunity to trade it this morning, but an earnings beat for Chevron and ExxonMobil.
Yeah. So they're trading higher because if you look at the heat map, as soon as my hotel Wi-Fi here lets me log back in, we see that on the heat map, super interesting today, pretty much energy stocks kind of mixed, most of them down, but then XOM and Chevron up for the day. So interesting to see here.
Yeah, it was. But another solid round of earnings for XOM and Chevron.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at our positions. And then we did have a new WTF trade today. And if you want us to show this WTF trade, click on like right now. We really appreciate it. And I can watch your likes right here. So do it now. All right. CSIQ, our buddy. And we already know that higher rates is not good for our CSIQ position. So with rates up 4% for the day, not surprising that we are down 5% of the day. But I really believe that now, I mean, we can consider this a gap fill, even though technically we're looking at the closing prices and it hasn't filled. I mean, this morning, it looked like the 22 would hold. Before the jobs report, we were actually trading pre-market at 23. So it looked like CSIQ is ready to pop higher. But then today, with the jump in interest rates, CSIQ has to move lower.
Yes, that to me is totally expected. Not necessarily what I want. And like we've said all along, this is just a matter of time. Right?
Yeah.
Yields lightening up. We know that will happen. It's just a matter of when. But today's job report, at least temporarily, the win is going to be longer.
Yeah. Did not really help. Okay, CZR, that's a position that I took. You did not take this one. I saw the 43, and we are having here kind of playing roulette going into the close. Well, not necessarily, but it will be watching like roulette. Where will it fall? I mean, I'm not planning to do anything. I'm happy to get a sign in CZR. Otherwise, I wouldn't have sold this put option, right? So because there's always two questions. Do you want to own the stock? And I said, yes, I want to. And do I want to own it at the strike price where I'm selling puts at 43? And I said, absolutely. So we'll see a little bit all over the place from being in the money, out of the money, in the money, out of the money. Right now trading at 43.18. Let's see where we'll end up there. Right now, down 1.7%. And I'll let you know on Monday what happens. I'm not planning to do anything with this, sir.
Looks good. This one, it was a little outside of the box for me and my plan. And to be honest, Marcus, I really like the thinking and the chart and the why. I was just choosing to be conservative because of the jobs report, because of the data, because of earnings. I wanted to be a little more conservative. If things were slower, we didn't have these potential market catalysts, I might have been right there with you. But I passed on this one.
Yeah, no, I mean, you were absolutely right because the jobs report did move the markets, but not for long because Meta, as one of the, if we go back to the heat map here and we're looking at the S&P 500, we see that Meta has some weight in here. So with Meta and Amazon, as well as Nvidia moving higher, I mean, this is just helping out the market here.
Yes.
All right. And then we have MRO, another trade that I took. You decided not to take it. I took it at 22.50. And again, this will be another down to the wire. Let me zoom into a 3 month chart. So we see here, I sold the 23 right now at, no, I sold the 22.50, sorry. 22.50. And right now trading at 22.60. So also, I might or may not get a sign. But again, MRO is a company that I want to own. Yes. And I want to own it at a strike price of 22.50. Absolutely. Well, this was
not bad.
Disastrous.
I was watching this one today on that drop, and I was considering the 22 for 2 weeks out, which is too far for me. The 21.50 even had enough premium for 30% annualized. And I had another one that I was taking a closer look at, which we could talk about after we wrap up our review.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, right now the 22 is available. So you decided not to take it for next week?
No, I was close, but I'm watching something else. And actually, I just got filled on something else.
Can't wait to hear about this. Oh, my gosh. Okay. NEE today, down 2%. Again, this is another stock that is interest rate sensitive. Kind of happy how this is hanging in there with interest rates jumping 4% higher, that we're only down 2% here. So I'm liking this. It seems that we do have some solid support here at 57, 58. And now off you go, up to the races.
Yes, let's go.
All right. UPS, another one that baffles me that UPS is still down, but it seems that we have found some support at 140. So after the earnings reaction, my break even still at below the current price at 139.68. But here it is time for UPS to make a V-shaped comeback here.
Yes. Like
it already did earlier, and here it did it. So, I mean, UPS is known for V-shaped comebacks, and now that it seems that we might have found a bottom here at 140, it is time.
Let's make that gap fill. Just like CSIQ attempted the gap fill to the bottom, let's get UPS filling this gap to the upside. And there is a little bonus for UPS because on February 16th, we will most likely still be holding shares. And we will be entitled to $1.63 dividend. So not too shabby. Ooh, there.
That's a nice one. It's a good dividend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, dividend yield 4.6%. I'll take this.
Sure.
All right. I'm Pins and Needles. What have you been watching? You didn't even tell me about it that you were watching.
I know.
And why do you keep it all to yourself?
Sometimes All I have a trick up my sleeve or two.
Apparently.
So
what is
GDXJ.
What? GDXJ? Oh my gosh. A blast from the past.
Yeah.
We have traded this a lot, and then we kind of stopped trading it because I don't even know why. But a gold miner.
Exactly. So this one I decided to take, and I got filled at 28 cents. So 28 cents is 38% annualized. I sold the 33 put for next Friday.
So for February 9th.
Yes.
All right. So what do you love about them?
Well, yeah, I like the chart here.
This versus MRO or even Oxy?
Sure. So I like the chart here, and it's an ETF. So there are multiple miners that are part of it, and we don't really have to worry about earnings. We could see who the miners are and see when they report earnings, but it's a basket versus MRO, which has earnings coming out in 3 weeks, Oxy having earnings coming out in 2 weeks. And so MRO was close. I really liked MRO, but Oxy was a definite pass for me because we see that earnings are coming out February 14th. My plan is to sell puts with two expiration cycles before earnings, and that would not be possible with Oxy. So with GDXJ not having to worry about the earnings really, I decided to go with this one instead.
All right. That sounds good. So, and then we also had a WTF trade. So today's WTF trade, MET, MetLife. And I mean, looking good, right? So we got in at 65.60. Right now it's trading at 65.91. So we are already up. And again, the idea with the WTF trades, it means when the fear is after we see a potential short-term oversold situation to buy it and jump in.
Exactly. And I actually had an ELGL fill on this one this morning.
ELGL.
Yes. What is that?
I know market order, I know limit order, I know stop order. What is an ELGL?
Entered late, got lucky. I got filled at 65.
Sorry, entered late, got lucky. Where did you enter?
65.
At 65, nice. So, okay.
No strategy there, but it was 50 cents, 60 cents better.
Is the time zone finally getting to you? Is this where you slept in this morning?
No, I was actually working on something fun for next week when we are in Cancun with our mastermind members.
I see. All right. So lots going on here. Lots of trades this week. Loving it. Oh, yeah. And we also have a little surprise here in MET because on Monday is ex-dividend date. And I believe that we will still be the shareholder on record on Monday. So we will get another 52 cents, kind of like CVS. CVS paid out today. We were holding it through ex-dividend, paid out today. So another 52 cents, which basically lowers our break-even by 52 cents. So this means my break even gets closer to 65. Your gets to 64, 50, 48, something like this, right?
You got
math
it.
Is not an exact science. It's approximate numbers are good enough. All right.
It's exactly an exact science.
It's exactly an exact science. All right. Let's see on the 5 minute. Look at this. No, I'm still looking at Apple here, but the S&P still hanging out at session highs. Will be super interesting. So seems that where do we stand for the week? I do believe that we are on pace for yet another winning week. Right now up 1% for the week in the S&P 500, up 0.5% in the NASDAQ, and the Dow right now up also almost 1% for the week. So it seems like another winning week.
Yes, and not too shabby. New records, and we'll see if next week's earnings can change this trajectory.
All right. Cool. So both Mark and I will be heading to Cancun tomorrow to trade with our mastermind members. So we will join you on Monday live from Cancun, where Mark will buy me a cookie. And if you like that idea, that finally I won a bet, even if it is just a cookie bet. Please do me a favor and give this video a like, smash the like button, let's crush it. And if you enjoyed this video and believe that this would be beneficial for others, share it with others. There's a share button right underneath. And if you're new to this channel, please subscribe, because then we'll see you again on Monday, live from Cancun. Until then, a great rest of your day and a great weekend.
Happy trading, everybody.